Can we have a little taste of the show? A little scene between you guys?
Uncle, God save you. A Merry Christmas.
Bah! Humbug.
Christmas humbug? Uncle, you don't mean that, I'm sure.
I do. Merry Christmas. What right have you to be merry? You're poor enough.
Oh, come then, what right have you to be dismal? You're rich enough.
Bah! Humbug!
Oh, don't be cross, Uncle.
And scene. Oh, that was awesome. Guys, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Craig Wallace, and I'm Ebenezer Scrooge.
And I'm Gregory Mayhew, and I play young Ebenezer Scrooge and his nephew, Fred.
Two roles. It's at Ford's Theater now through December 31st.
31st, yeah. That's 31st,
yes. December 31st, all December. Guys, thanks so much for joining us. This is awesome. I've seen it a couple times there. It's sort of an annual tradition, and we usually have, it was Edward Giro did it many years in coming here. So, welcome. It's awesome to have a fresh face doing
this.
Thank you. Doing Scrooge.
Indeed.
Have you ever played the role anywhere else, or is this first time dabbling with Scrooge?
This is my first time playing Scrooge. I have been in Christmas Carol a couple of times before.
Okay. In what other roles?
I played the ghost of Jacob Marley.
Ah.
And I played the ghost of Christmas Past.
Okay. So you got a little practice there.
A little bit.
On the other side of the mortal realm.
Sure.
How's it been playing Scrooge here? How do you prepare for this one?
It's great. I'm having a whole lot of fun. We have several new cast members, but the core cast members have been very supportive. And it's a whirlwind. I've basically been plugged into Ed's role. And Ed is a great friend and a mentor of mine.
Oh, so you guys go back?
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay,
yes,
cool.
We do. So it's been a whirlwind, but I'm finally owning it, I think. And I think people are enjoying it, and I think we're going to have a good time.
That's awesome. Okay, and how about you, sir? You look really familiar. I think I've seen you on stage here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yes, yeah. This is my sixth year with the production, and okay. The fourth year playing the roles that I play currently. But it's been a lot of fun this year because we have had a lot of new faces in the cast. We have 8 new adult cast members this year, which is more, I think, than we've ever had in the past. And it's really afforded us some opportunities to try some new things and play in ways that we haven't before. So
awesome. What do you think? I think this is the 35th year, not sequential, but 35 years that Ford's has been doing this. Why do you think audiences are still, you know, they come back every year, and how do you keep it fresh?
Well, I think people love Christmas, and I think people love the spirit of Christmas, and I think people love the lesson of redemption and of charity and of compassion. And as far as keeping it fresh, I'm new, so perhaps Greg can address that.
Say no more.
It's fresh for me because I indeed love Christmas, and this is new for me, so every time I go into it, it's an opportunity for me to get it right.
I love Christmas. I think I challenge you on our love for Christmas here. I think there's a lot of love for Christmas. I love it. It's my favorite time of year. Awesome. Now, I know a lot of people are familiar with the show itself and the play, but what Ford's is, the cool thing you guys do is it's got a little music in it. Explain sort of that angle to it.
It does. It's got a lot of traditional songs from the time period, and it has this amazing orchestration that's all instruments that would have been played in the 1850s. So you get a real taste of sort of the feel of the time, and you get to hear a bunch of wonderfully sung great carols as well.
Yeah. Give me some of them, because I know, and a lot of them, they're sprinkled throughout the whole show too.
Well, we sing, you know, things like Joy to the World. You know, of course, at the end of the show, we wish everyone a Merry Christmas as well. The Holly and the Ivy. What Child Is This? We also have some great songs that sort of have a different kind of feel.
Merry Gentlemen.
Yeah. In the Bleak Midwinter, which is my personal favorite in the show.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool. And who are some of the co-stars? Who plays Marley in this one?
His name is James Konacek, okay. And he's also a veteran of the production.
Okay, cool.
How many years has James been?
Oh, I think at least 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he is just excellent. He's really a powerhouse out there.
Explain how, I know that's a big highlight every year, but explain, if maybe our listeners haven't gone to this one, how the introduction of Marley with the chains and the lights, and it's a little spooky because you guys play up the fact that it's a ghost story here. So how do you actually do the sort of supernatural elements in this production?
Well, without giving anything away.
You can't spoil it. But
yeah, let's just say that Marley has been haunting Scrooge, especially on Christmas Eve. And Marley pays him a visit in his bedroom. And they sort of have it out. Really, Marley's telling Scrooge what's what, and Scrooge is sort of cowering and saying, okay, you're a ghost and I trust you. But we don't want to give away the effects, but it's very, very compelling. It's so much fun to do, and it's spooky. It's very spooky.
So there are some special effects at play, some lighting. Yes.
There's some really cool stuff that happens during the scene.
See, you just got to come to see it.
Yes.
We're not going to tell you everything. Okay, awesome. What about the other ghosts? We got the ghosts of Christmas past. We got present and yet to come. Who are in those roles?
Felicia Curry plays the ghost of Christmas past. She's incredible. Once again, her entrance is breathtaking. And, we don't want to give away exactly what happens, but let's just say that she's very, very magical. Yeah. And the ghost of Christmas present is Barbara Pennellini. Mm-hmm. And her entrance is just joyous, absolutely joyous, and huge and big and a whole lot of fun.
She's also a new face this year with the production.
Yes.
Awesome.
And the ghost of Christmas yet to come?
A lot of... probably doesn't say a lot.
Yes. Awesome. Very, a very scary apparition. Yeah.
Awesome.
Even scarier than Marley in some ways.
Ooh,
but
for sure.
The progression of the ghosts definitely take a journey.
Right. Now, when you, speaking of those ghosts, once they arrive and you're sort of, looking back on the events of your life, you're sort of watching this young man play your younger self. How did you guys have to powwow ahead of time and work out, the similarities in the performance, or do you kind of make it your own thing?
Well, one of the joys for me having Craig here this year is having the opportunity to sort of reinvestigate who young Scrooge is, because I get to see what Craig brings to the role, see all these new different takes, these new physicalities and things that I get to then sort of incorporate into my particular performance. We did have some opportunity during rehearsal to really sort of figure out together who Scrooge is. And I think it's great. I think we have some really fun new things and an interesting relationship as far as how that plays, as far as how Scrooge feels about his nephew, and maybe some how much the Fred, the nephew, sort of mirrors young Scrooge in the past, and how that might inform that sort of relationship.
Yeah, definitely. But the young, with Fezziwig, he's a little, he's a little jollier in his younger days, and then he's crotchety.
That's right.
Take me into sort of the. How you as an actor sort of chart that arc, because at first you have to be almost jaded with the whole world, so cynical, penny pincher, and then you get the great moment by the end where you get to have the big redemption, the awakening moment. Is that your favorite part to play once you get to go at the end, or is there?
Gee, I have several favorite parts, but I think what's great about the story is that the ghosts put a mirror up to Scrooge's face, and things that he hadn't seen before he begins to see. The seeing Belle and then breaking up with Belle, or having Belle break up with him.
The life he's chosen.
That's actually part of what makes him who he is now. That heartbreak, that disappointment. He wouldn't admit that, but past puts it up to his face and he can't deny it. And when he sees the Cratchits, He, in my sort of journey of the play, he's never seen the Cratchit kids before. He doesn't know anything about them. Doesn't even know anything about Tiny Tim. He hasn't invested that much in Cratchit to know about his family. He just knows he's got a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
But to see them, to see how simple and meager they are, and how much they love each other, and they've got a child who's disabled, he's got to deal with that. And, so through the progression of the play, he's constantly having to deal with things that he's never addressed personally, or he's never allowed himself to see.
Yeah.
There's a great scene where two of my debtors they discover some happiness and they go off singing Deck the Halls. Mm. And I say, why are you showing me this? And Christmas Present says, because even in their meager life, they can find the joy of Christmas, the joy of the season.
Yeah.
And I think allowing himself to see those things brings him to the end where, the end is, this is where you're headed.
Yeah.
Where you're headed is your name on a tombstone.
Right.
And so he's got to make a choice there.
Yeah.
Does he want to live or does he want to die?
Dickens is a genius.
Yeah.
Charles Dickens, man. Talk about how this, to steal, I guess, a phrase from the play, how this show is a warning against ignorance and want in our own lives, in audiences that come to the theater. How might they be transformed in that regard?
Well, you know, as Craig was saying earlier, I mean, the show is not only a mirror, I think, for Scrooge, but I think it can also be a mirror for audience members. You know, when it's very easy to become sort of self-involved and worry only about yourself without thinking about the community at large. And it's easy to become fearful and to hold on to what you have. And I think it's the show provides an opportunity for people to see that, you know, when you invest in your community and you invest in those around you, you can live a much fuller, happier life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe past years, isn't the show usually attached to some sort of charity drive? Don't you make an announcement at the end? Why don't you tell us about what that is?
The group that we're partnered with this year is called Food and Friends. Okay. It's a local organization that provides meals and groceries to people with life-challenging illnesses. It's a wonderful organization.
They've been around since about 1988, mm-hmm. I think, is when they were first established. And then their main focus was on people who were suffering with HIV and AIDS. And since then, they've grown significantly in their scope. They deal with men, women, and children who suffer from cancer, HIV, other sort of, like you said, life-challenging illnesses. And they provide food and also nutrition counseling for people to help them sort of figure out how to eat healthily for their own individual problems.
Yeah, awesome. So you'll stand at the end and tell everyone how they can contribute and everything. So,
sure.
Okay, definitely. Awesome. Before we go, I want to know, do you guys have a favorite Scrooge? Is it George C. Scott? Is it Alistair Sim? Or, you know, Ed Giro? No, you can't say him. You can't say him. That's a cop-out. No, but, you know, which one do you remember sort of growing up watching? Or, you know, which one sort of, you know?
Well, the classic one, the Alistair one, is the one I grew up with. And then the George C. Scott one came out, and I found that to be really fascinating.
Yeah.
I don't even think I was acting then when it first came out.
Yeah.
You know, I just found that take on it to be really fascinating.
Yeah. I think Alistair Sim is my favorite.
Well, that's
that scene where
we all grew up with that,
right? When Cratchit comes back in and he so Scrooge has already seen the light, but he's got to pretend that put another coal on that Cratchit, and then he starts giggling. It's so fantastic. How about for you, sir?
I'm kind of a Muppet fan myself.
Oh, Muppet, okay.
Personally,
can't go wrong with the Muppets.
Other than that, you know, I don't actually have a lot of experience with the other film productions of it. Yeah, I mean, I know the source material pretty well, and I love this production. But
He's your new favorite.
He's always, yeah.
Awesome. Well, it's so much fun. Before we go, why don't you just, if our listeners have heard this and they say, maybe I've seen it before, but that sounds interesting. I might want to get out there again. You know, what's the final sell? Look in the camera and tell them why they should come.
It's great. It's fun, it's joyous, and it's fast. So please come out, share some Christmas cheer with us. I think you'll enjoy it.
Awesome. Again, guys, it's now through December 31st at Ford's Theater. So come check it out. 2 hours with an intermission, recommended ages 5 and older. But, man, it's so awesome. And it's part of the DC tradition now. So come check it out. Thanks, guys.
Great. Thank you.